Do you know what it will entice you to clean? If your house smells like a beach afterward and it doesn't smell like, you know, cleaning products. Well, enter Clorox. They can transform your space into a tropical getaway by upgrading your cleaning routine with coconut-scented Clorox Scentiva. It smells like coconut, it cleans like Clorox, and it feels like inspiration. With a refreshing scent that will leave your home clean and fresh, elevating any room into an oasis. Now you can express your style and get shiny clean. Get Clorox Scentiva at a nearby retail store, also available in grapefruit or lavender scents. This is Ashley Iaconetti from the Ben and Ashley I Almost Famous podcast. The state of Tennessee is one of the few places where the sounds are just as breathtaking as the sights. Whether that's live music at a historic music venue, the crack of an open fire at a campsite in the wilderness, or hearing kids laughing as they explore what's right around the bend, Tennessee just sounds perfect. Start planning your trip at tnvacation.com. Tennessee sounds perfect.
Hi, everyone. This is Rachel Zoe with the Climbing in Heels podcast. We recently sat down with a few recipients of the Botox Cosmetic, Onobotulinum Toxin A, and iFund Women grants at South by Southwest, thanks to Botox Cosmetic. Take a listen to our conversation. It's so good.
What advice would you give to upcoming like female entrepreneurs or just already sort of established trying to survive still?
I literally joke with my staff and we always are saying, oh, you want to be an entrepreneur? You want to be broke all the time and working 24/7? Ooh.
Yeah, but
so,
look at you.
Yeah, right? But I'm here. So the advice that I give is, and I coined this, and I believe I said it on my TED Talk, that your passion follows you. You cannot follow your passion. So my advice is to let your passion follow you, get out of your own way, and never stop and never settle.
This episode was brought to you by Botox Cosmetic. Learn more at BotoxCosmetic.com and talk to your specialist to see if Botox Cosmetic is right for you. For full prescribing information, including boxed warning, call 877-351-0300 and follow the Climbing in Heels podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe where you listen to your podcast.
All right, ladies, let's be real. Who here actually enjoys shaving their legs? Yeah, absolutely no one. I know this. Get this, Nair. Yes, Nair, the OG has leveled up. They've got these new sensational shower creams and body creams that smell absolutely amazing. I know this is not the smell that you're thinking of from the 90s when your mom first pulled this out for you. These smells will light up your bathroom, honestly. They'll make your shower experience better.
It smells like a spa, actually.
Oh, yeah. And how do you know this?
Well, I mean, Nair's in the household. So anytime Nair's used, it smells like a spa.
You probably don't even know what it does.
It takes hair away.
It works in as little as 3 minutes. You don't have to bother with nicks, cuts, shaves. And the smooth lasts so much longer than shaving. You're also not going to have to deal with any of those shave bumps or anything like that, because the bumps are just as annoying as the nicks, right? Nair's new sensational shower and body creams are free of all the nasty chemicals like phthalates and sulfates. So you can feel good about what you're putting on your skin and you can have a little bit of a me time moment with Nair, the number one hair removal brand. Smell for yourself. And as Ben smelled for himself and he likes it, it's Ben approved. Try the reformulated Nair body and shower creams available at retailers nationwide and online.
This is the Ben and Ashley I Almost Famous podcast with iHeartRadio.
Well, guys, congratulations. Thank you so much for being here. I'm going to start out by talking. I really want to start out by asking you guys about the finale episode. So, Joey, when did you know that Kelsey was the one? Because we have to say that you weren't the best actor with Daisy in the finale, which is totally fine. I love transparency. But we heard on the Chicks in the Office podcast that Daisy walked into the room, your room, and you quickly had to hide a letter that you wrote to Kelsey that said, "I see you as my wife." So yeah. You had to have known before that finale week.
Yeah, that I can give as much context as possible on that. So we always said there was a lot of breadcrumbs throughout the whole thing that led to that final moment. It really did start all the way back in Ronda after the first one-on-one. And that Malta date that to give context in the note, she wrote me a really sweet letter on like a postcard, and I was like thinking about her so much. I was like, you know what? Let me just get my thoughts out. I wanted to journal it, and I dated it, and it was all the way back in Malta. But yeah, that was at the moment where things were starting with us, and I did say like I could see you as a future wife. So I wanted to read it to her on the final date so that she knew this has been going for a while. But I, in my position, as everyone knows, have to stay open, have to go through the whole process to make sure that I give her the full confirmation that she deserves. And we both agreed, like, the final moment, which America saw too, was after she met my family. Like, after we got through her meeting my family, I knew she was ready and where she was at. That was when I think I started acting a little bit differently and not giving Daisy what she needed and was very aware of my words. And I can say I regretted all of that, but I know I did it the best that I could. And I think what's most important now is she knows how much my love is always there for her. And yeah, we both wish Daisy obviously nothing but the best.
Oh, well, you just handled everything this season so perfectly. Greatest Bachelor in a very long time. We're just so grateful for you because you really, really like rejuvenized the franchise, and you were excellent, and you couldn't have picked a more wonderful woman.
I agree.
Yeah. When Daisy came to your room and started asking you about how you felt your week went, where did you think the conversation was leading?
I had no idea. And through the whole process, I never really talked a whole lot about Joey and I's relationship to the other women. I didn't think it was necessary. I just kind of held it to myself. So whenever she was asking me those questions, I was just like trying to be vague. I was like, yeah, it was good. It was good. And then she like had to ask me a couple times. And finally I was like, she's like asking me like, did you get validation? You know, like what, like, can you tell me? I just, she's like, if you're comfortable with it. Finally, I was like, yeah, you know, I got a lot of validation and reassurance. And then I think that she was like thankful for that because she knew that how she felt, and she just wanted me and Joey to be happy. But it was a special moment. Yeah.
So then you said on another podcast, because I don't want to repeat questions with you guys, but you said on another podcast that you don't remember who came up with the actual idea of getting in the car together. But once that was decided, did you know that Daisy was going to tell Joey, I know it's not me? Like, did you know what was about to happen as the car stopped?
I mean, I wasn't positive what she was going to do. I knew that she wanted to go and do it in her own way, and I was just supportive in whatever she wanted to do. And like, if she felt comfortable ending it, then to do so. But I was really happy with her and proud of her. Yeah.
So how did it go? Like, did the producer say, all right, well, Daisy's going to get out of the car first and she's going to walk down the aisle, and then Kelsey, you're going to be second? Because to all of us, that's the dead giveaway that you're about to be proposed to.
I think that at that point, everybody just kind of knew, like, that, like, Joey was going to propose to me. I was still a little like, you never know.
I was like, you don't know. Baby.
I was like, I don't know until he's down on one knee, but I hope so. And some of my producers were like, are you crazy right now?
Okay.
Daisy was first because I was expecting to end it with her in that moment. So that was all planned before. I didn't know until after the fact that they
that we went together, that we had a conversation before. He didn't know any of that.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, she got out the car first, and then we had a hug, and then she immediately just walked down to Joey, and then I fixed my hair.
So you guys were actually interacting right before going down the aisle?
Yes.
Wow. Yeah. Ben was certain that you guys, it looked like you were in the car together, which of course you were in the car together, but that you got separated. And then they sent one of you down so that you wouldn't know who actually was going first.
No, she immediately walked down. Yeah, we gave like little looks, and I was like,
crazy,
I was like,
right?
Good luck. Yeah.
Wow, that truly is unprecedented. But Joey, we saw you teased all summer long. Well, you didn't tease, but like, you know, the scenes for the next episode or the scenes from the finale teased all season long that you like break down at the altar, and then you're like, there's no way that's ever happened before. And you were just so wrecked. What was that about?
Yeah. I mean, they did a really good job of making it seem like I was alone and that I ended up with no one because of how they like put different scenes together. And I kind of had a figuring that they would do that. But for me, I've expressed the emotions were that I didn't want to put Daisy through that. Like, I felt horrible, and I think everyone saw that. And that emotion of when she walked away, I'm glad, and she said, I'm glad she got to do it on her own. But for her to then walk away and me to be standing there, like, the emotions hit, and I felt terrible that I mm-hmm. did that to someone. So it also looked like I got dumped. So that's the whole thing, too.
Were you afraid that they could have edited it to make it look like you were dumped in the end and that, like, Kelsey was default girl?
Yeah, I think that anyone can be afraid of how everything's going to look, but we knew that at the end of the day, we can always control our story. We've talked about that a ton, is like, we will try our best to explain if something seems to be like misinterpreted or anything like that. But we knew how strong our love was and how much we were so excited to see our moment and our engagement. But we knew because of the ending, it was going to be a whole different experience for everyone that was a part of it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Because Daisy was so certain it wasn't her, like, she felt that in her bones, it meant that you sort of treated her like that. Does mm-hmm. that make you, Kelsey, feel even more confident in what you have, that you never have to look back on the season and be like, man, he was really torn between the two of us?
Yeah, I think that was my biggest fear. And I talked to him about that a lot, you know, of like, I don't want you to be confused at the end of who it's going to be. And like, if you get down on one knee for me, like, it needs to be 110% me, because I think that that's what I deserve. And I also mm-hmm. think that's what he deserves. You mm-hmm. know, it's a love that he's so certain about and that I'm so certain about. So, yeah, I think that that's how I knew for sure that, you know, if he got down on one knee for me, it was me for yeah. sure.
What keeps baby skin healthy? A diaper that doesn't leave skin wet. That's why Pampers Swaddlers absorbs wetness better versus the leading value brand and provides up to 100% leak-proof skin protection to help keep your baby's skin dry and healthy. We have been a Pampers family since the start with Dawson. It takes you a few months of experimentation to figure out what really works, and for us, Pampers really works. Pampers Swaddlers are dermatologist approved by the Skin Health Alliance. They're hypoallergenic and they're free of parabens and latex. All that, so important. Try Swaddlers with the new Pampers Free and Gentle Wipes for healthy baby skin. For trusted protection, trust Pampers, the number one pediatrician recommended brand.
There's nothing like having a clean space. I can't say that I have it a ton with a toddler, but when I do, it's magical. And I also love it when I can add a little bit of my own sort of favorite candle, favorite scent, favorite throw blanket, you know, just express your personal style while the space is perfectly clean. Well, that's where Clorox Scentiva comes in, because Clorox have these clean scents that'll fit your vibe. With coconut, grapefruit, or lavender, you can discover your own signature scent. It's clean, so it's that trusted clean that you know that you get with Clorox, and it's captivating with scents that just can speak to you. With a powerful, clean, and refreshing scent, Clorox Scentiva cleans like Clorox and feels like confidence. Get yours now at a retail store near you.
Ashley, is it true that some contestants have cashed in their 401k to afford a new wardrobe for The Bachelor?
I mean, you do need a lot of ball gowns when you think about it. Where did you hear that rumor, Ben?
Oh, Smart Money Happy Hour. It's a podcast where two money experts, Rachel Cruz and George Camel, talk totally unfiltered about life, pop culture, and how to afford it all, with 90s nostalgia and reality TV fandom mixed in, of course.
So, like, how to budget for a hot date in Malta, like Joey went on?
Yeah. Or how to baby step your way to being a millionaire before you're 35.
Oh, okay. I'm looking at this episode on how much people spend on dating apps. So one guy is spending $499 a month.
He should really apply for The Bachelorette.
Or this one episode, which is what our Amazon purchase history says about us.
Why don't you just go and tap that subscribe button, Ashley?
Say less. This is really, really interesting. So to check it out, you can search Smart Money Happy Hour and listen wherever you get your podcasts. Just search Smart Money Happy Hour and hit that subscribe button, which I just did. Your wallet and your next road trip will thank you.
You wake up with a scratchy throat, congestion, runny nose, and cough. You know your body. You know you're getting sick. Your choices are tough it out, get sick, take some time off from work, hope the doctor can see you this month, or wait 2 hours at urgent care. Then you can sit in a room full of sick people. Or you can open your medical emergency kit, match your symptoms to the doctor's recommendation prescription.
It comes with doctor-prescribed meds to treat over 39 medical issues. It has strong antibiotics for infections of all types. Plus, a doctor's easy guide, so you'll know exactly what to take and when. No waiting to see the doctor. No waiting at the pharmacy. It's all in here. Every home should have at least one medical emergency kit. Order yours online in minutes. Your kit will be rushed to your door, and you get 15% off at twc.health/famous.
You can use the promo code FAMOUS. That's promo code FAMOUS at twc.health/famous. Kelsey, you didn't give a speech from what we saw at the altar. Every girl has to kind of give her recipient speech, you know, she has to do her own little thing before getting proposed to on The Bachelor. You, from what we saw, just got to kind of enjoy being proposed to, but how did it actually go down?
So I actually said my speech first, and not sure why I was cut out. Maybe to look like I might say no, maybe to look like, you know, just that he got down on one knee, or maybe I was stuttering a lot. I don't know. The whole moment was blackout for me. I was just like, please propose to me. But
she said a lot of really sweet things. Yeah. But she said even after, she was like, man, I think I messed my speech up. I had a whole other section that I forgot about. Yeah. So I'm sure that moment was a little bit jumbled, but she said beautiful things, and it's for us. Yeah. I remember it.
The fact that I always get stressed out that the person standing up there has to give a speech. So I feel you. I'm if you so jumbled it. I'm always impressed by how articulate everybody is, even without notes.
Right. Yeah, I was rehearsing it multiple times. I was like, can I bring these, please?
Yes, right. Just like a couple little bullet points. Like, because I was thinking about, like, at my wedding, like, you know, I had to read it. I'm a great writer, but I can't exactly like just memorize lines then deliver them in front of an audience.
Yeah, so, I feel the same.
Bravo for whatever you did, because I'm sure it was amazing. Was there a moment throughout the entire season that you guys shared that didn't get aired, that when the episode ended up airing, you're like, oh, bummer, that didn't make the cut?
I'll speak on one, because I think that one of the bigger ones was a moment we had where she got the group date rose after the Mrs. Right. She said something during the Mrs. Right competition about, like, I want to create new memories. So I came up with the idea of I wanted to get a Polaroid camera, and we took two selfies. So we had two different pictures. She got to hold on to one. I got to hold on to one. And that was like the big part of our combo we had that night, that this is now a new memory that we can hold on to and like share new experiences. So that was kind of a moment that I wish we could have saw.
But it's probably one of the moments that we're like, well, we can't make it too obvious that Kelsey's the winner.
Yeah. I was like, where was our whole conversation? The Polaroids.
It's all good. But we got fun, it again for us, and we still got the Polaroids too.
Yeah, we do.
As somebody else who's like in a bachelor relationship, I always find it to be almost frustrating that we have like so much footage from the beginning of our relationship that we'll never be able to see.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah, you know? It's a part of it. And we would love to have a full tape of every single moment. That'd be a good gift
for us. I know. Come on, guys. Just give us like a little secret highlight reel.
Highlight reel.
All right. So yesterday we were talking to Rachel Recchia and Susie Evans, and they told us that they felt that soon after the finale was filmed, that they realized they didn't really know their new significant other. Did you guys have any of those feelings during the happy couple retreats?
I think I got stressed on like the initial, like right after we got proposed, but then like Joey calmed me down and he said, we're just gonna take this one step at a time pretty much. And I think we pretty much did dating in reverse, you know?
Yeah.
We did the hard hitters at the beginning, and then we got into the easier stuff, like, you know, the fact that he's really into sports, and then we love watching, well, we want to watch live sports together, because I love going to live sporting events, and things like that. I think that, you know, it was fun to learn about the little things throughout all of this.
Little things is a huge thing for her, and it's like totally mm-hmm. understandable. And what she's really good at that's been so fun is, and I realized I need to work on it. She has like Rolodex of questions always, and she did so good at that in the beginning. Like, no, I want to know all these little things about you, and I want you that's to know me. All these little things about me.
Yeah.
And she did that, and like that has made a huge difference because I don't know if she didn't do that. I don't know if we'd know as much about each other that we actually do. And we're still learning. We know that there's a lot to learn, but we have that foundation, which is what's most important.
Mm-hmm. No, I love that. I remember being on The Bachelor and I wanted to ask random questions like that. But it's also like, do you just randomly in the middle of like the 15 minutes that you have together during group date, just like, so what's your favorite movie? Just like, do you randomly blurt that out? Did you do that?
Yeah, we did. We had little stuff like that. Like you said, the perfect time always is those like group date moments because you only get a certain amount of time. But then she wanted to make sure she said a lot more about her family, important things about each other. But yeah, the little moments. And we did that on overnights too. We did a lot of small stuff.
Yeah, we did. It was fun. Yeah. I actually journaled like a bunch of questions that I wanted to ask him. And during Fantasy Suites, I was like, okay, I had to ask you this and I wanted to ask you this. Like, what about this?
Brought out the journal.
Yeah.
That is so cute. That's the perfect time to bring out the journal.
Yeah.
Well, speaking of Fantasy Suites, okay, so you guys revealed on the Chicks in the Office podcast that the Taylor Swift song Dress is like your song. And Joey, you said that you would have the producers put it on when you were missing Kelsey in the midst of filming. You did not mention, though, that it's a very sexy song about anticipation. Like, let's let lyric quote here. Only bought this dress so you can take it off. Carve Only your lyric. Name into my bedpost. Did you have some daydreams on airplanes and stuff, just fantasizing about the fantasy suite to come?
I can say that she said, like, she explained the song, obviously talked about the crowded room lyric and everything. It's like, it's a beautiful song. And the chorus hit when I was listening to it the first time. I was like, damn, Kelsey, okay. Like, I'm going to hold this one in the back of my head. Like, I was like, this is a little provocative of a song here. So we laughed about that a ton. And when I got to see her the next time and talked about it, I did say that. I was like, you know, Dress is a very, like, very aggressive song.
No, it was hilarious. Whenever he saw me next, he was like, oh, I listened to that song. He's like, it's kind of provocative. And I don't know why. That was one of my favorite moments of us together. The way he said, like, provocative. I was like, okay.
Yeah. She got me blushing on that song.
And then I started blushing whenever you said that.
Yeah. Kelsey, everybody loves your dad. Big fan favorite. I think he seems like perfect inside and out. And it looked like he was a little bit smiley and your brother nudged him when Jesse said, maybe we'll be seeing more of you in the future. Does that mean that he's going to be on the next season of The Golden Bachelorette?
I'm not sure, but I think that sounds so exciting for him.
You think that sounds exciting for him? So you guys would be open, you as a family and your dad, open to finding love again?
I think that it would be a good push for him. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, guys, thank you so much for joining us. I have this quick shout out that I have to do for our producer, Amy. She and us on the Almost Famous podcast want to give a shout out to Taylor Ford. Her boyfriend called us and said that all she wants for her birthday is a shout out from Joey and Kelsey. And she just turned 19 and she plays beach volleyball at UCLA. So guys, can you just say happy birthday, Taylor Ford?
Yeah. 3, 2, 1.
happy birthday, Taylor Ford.
Amazing. You guys rock. And I can't wait to see your lives together because you're one of my favorite bachelor couples. And I'm not just Thank saying that.
You. Thank you. It's good to see you again, Ashley.
Bye, guys. Good to see you. Hope to see you soon in person. Bye.
Bye.
Follow the Ben and Ashley I, Almost Famous podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts.
Ashley, is it true that some contestants have cashed in their 401k to afford a new wardrobe for The Bachelor?
I mean, you do need a lot of ball gowns when you think about it, Ben. Where did you hear this?
On Smart Money Happy Hour. It's a podcast where two money experts, Rachel Cruz and George Camel, talk totally unfiltered about life, pop culture, and how to afford it all, with 90s nostalgia and reality TV fandom mixed in, of course.
Ooh, you do not have to say more to get me into this. To check it out, you can search Smart Money Happy Hour and listen wherever you get your podcasts. What keeps baby's skin healthy? A diaper that doesn't leave skin wet. That's why Pampers Swaddlers absorbs wetness better versus the leading value brand and provides up to 100% leak-proof skin protection to keep your baby's skin healthy and dry. Pampers Swaddlers are dermatologist approved by the Skin Health Alliance. They're hypoallergenic and they're free of parabens and latex. Try Swaddlers with new Pampers Free and Gentle wipes for healthy baby skin. Free and Gentle cleans better without risk of tearing. It's made from 100% plant-based cloth that grips the mess and is 5 times stronger. With Free and Gentle, mess meets its match. For trusted protection, trust Pampers, the number one pediatrician recommended brand.
Hi, everyone. This is Rachel Zoe with the Climbing in Heels podcast. We recently sat down with a few recipients of the Botox Cosmetic, Onobotulinum Toxin A, and iFund Women grants at South by Southwest, thanks to Botox Cosmetic. Take a listen to our conversation. It's so good.
What advice would you give to upcoming like female entrepreneurs or just already sort of established trying to survive still?
I literally joke with my staff and we always are saying, oh, you want to be an entrepreneur? You want to be broke all the time and working 24/7? Ooh.
Yeah, but
so,
look at you.
Yeah, right? But I'm here. So the advice that I give is, and I coined this, and I believe I said it on my TED Talk, that your passion follows you. You cannot follow your passion. So my advice is to let your passion follow you, get out of your own way, and never stop and never settle.
This episode was brought to you by Botox Cosmetic. Learn more at BotoxCosmetic.com and talk to your specialist to see if Botox Cosmetic is right for you. For full prescribing information, including boxed warning, call 877-351-0300 and follow the Climbing in Heels podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe where you listen to your podcast.
So if you've been looking for a love at first sight, it's closer than you think. It can be found at your local shelter. So this June 7th to 9th, join the Pedigree Adoption Drive. Pedigree brand will reimburse your dog adoption fees nationwide. Super special.
Pedigree knows that bringing a dog into your home not only opens their heart, it can open yours too. Visit pedigree.com/adoption-drive to learn more about the adoption drive and to see full terms and conditions.